It's March 12th, 2021, and this is episode 283. You are invited to join me and my lovely, lovely sister and sorta awesome regular, Emily Harris, as we share with you a time-honored tradition here at Sorta Awesome, the top 10 seasonal list. And you guessed it, we've got your top 10 ready for you for spring 2021. I'm Meg Teets, and this is Sorta Awesome. Welcome back, Awesomes, to the show that is all about helping you find conversation, friendship, and community. We hope you know that you have found your way to the most awesome community of women that exists on the internet. You can find our community all over the place on YouTube and TikTok, over on Facebook or Instagram. Basically, if really amazing women are gathering there, then you can find Sorta Awesome and the Awesomes there too. And if you found your way here from our daily podcast, Awesome Today, well, welcome to Sorta Awesome, Awesome Today fam. If you're looking for more of that awesome in your life, you want it on a daily basis, my husband Kyle and I host a daily podcast called Awesome Today, talking about all kinds of things, including historical facts and trivia, trending news items, and even more recommendations to help your life be a little bit more awesome. So I am so excited to welcome back my sister to the show. Emily, welcome back to Sorta Awesome. It's been a bit of a minute since you were here.
It has, and it feels really good to be back.
So glad you are here. You have been busy. You've been weathering crazy winter storms in Texas. You've been teaching, doing all of the things.
All the things.
So I'm so glad that you are here. You know, actually, do you remember this? A year ago, you and I did a spring top 10 show. Do you remember the crazy?
Yes. I was at your house.
Yes.
For spring break.
Yeah, that's
right. And we were all panicking a little bit. In fact, we were not panicking a little bit, but we were all very worried, and things just overnight got canceled, and it was crazy.
Spring break last year is when it all came down. We were like, should we even do a seasonal top 10? Is it even appropriate? And so we decided, yeah, you know what? Let's just go for it. We don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So here we are a year later, and we're doing another spring top 10. It does feel crazy that it's been a year.
Yeah.
So Emily and I do have a list of 10 things. This is something, the seasonal top 10 show is something we've been doing for years here at Sorta Awesome. So if you are new to Sorta Awesome, welcome to one of our very favorite kinds of episodes where we basically do the research, we do the digging, we do all of the things for you so that you know what is going to be on trend this season. We give you recommendations to get you through the season, to make life a little more awesome during the season. So it is getting ready to be spring 2021. We've got some good stuff for you guys. We've got all kinds of skincare. We've got pop culture recommendations. We've got things for your home, things for your body, all kinds of stuff. And we're going to get to all of that in just a few minutes. But first, let's go ahead. Let's start this show the way we always do with our awesomes of the week. This is the moment in the show where we just stop and talk about whatever is making life a little bit more awesome right now, whether it's a book or a TV show, a movie, podcast, product, whatever is making life a little more happy. Emily, I genuinely have no idea because we did not talk before we started recording about Awesomes of the Week. I have no idea. What do you have for Awesome of the Week this week?
All right. So my Awesome of the Week is a new Netflix show. Mm-hmm. It is called Murder Among the Mormons.
Oh my gosh. I've been meaning to start this. It's on my list. I can't believe we haven't talked about it.
I know. And as I'm watching it, I just have to say that I cannot wait for Jillian and Patrick to do this on True Crime Obsessed.
True Crime Obsessed, yes. Okay.
Because I know they will.
Yeah, totally. That's one of our favorite shared things. First of all, true crime. Secondly, true crime podcasts and all of the things.
Right, right.
Okay, so this is on Netflix. I have seen all the previews. Netflix knows me so well. They're like, hey, hey, yes, hey, don't you want to watch Murder Among the Mormons? I haven't started it yet, though.
I'll tell you what, it is so good. Now, I will tell you, it's a three-part series. I've only watched the first episode.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got everything we liked. It's like we said, it's got the murder part. It's got the religious part. I love listening to different cultures.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's like religious cultures or, you know, any group in society.
Yeah.
It's got death. It's got church cover-ups, which, you know, are really a hot topic right now.
I mean, the Catholic over here is like, ooh, yep.
Yes.
Pretty, yes. Unfortunately familiar with that.
Right. It's just absolutely fascinating. I don't want to say too much about it, but my gosh, if you like murder, if you like, like murder, you maybe know what like, I mean.
Maybe like, you know, stories about how these things happen.
You know what I mean. If you like murder.
Yes.
If you like your murder shows, like that Saturday Night Live commercial that came on the other day, then this is right up your alley.
Okay. I cannot wait to watch this. And it's, the title is, of course, a little scandalous because, you know, Murder Among the Mormons. We, of course, have tons of awesomes who are Mormon. I've known and have loved so many people who are part of the Mormon faith through my life. But hey, look, every single institution, religious or otherwise, we all got the capacity for some dark stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out. I'm so excited. Like I said, I have been meaning to get to it. So,
yes.
So excited about that. Okay. Speaking of excited, Emily.
Okay.
I have been meaning to talk to you about this for weeks, but I actually did. I hid it in my brain. I was like, no, I'm going to wait till she comes on the show again so we can talk about it for Awesome of the Week.
Okay.
Did you know there is a podcast of Unsolved Mysteries?
I did. I did.
You didn't even tell me about it.
Now, I haven't listened to it. I have not added it to my list, but yes, I heard that somewhere in the true crime world.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it. Tell me all the things.
First of all, do you subscribe to the True Crime Podcast subreddit? Is that one that you read?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's where I found it. So maybe you saw it there too.
Okay.
I was reading, they usually have a thread that's like, what are you listening to lately? And someone was like, hey, did y'all know Unsolved Mysteries has a podcast? And I said, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
A little background for you guys. My sister and Emily and I would say Unsolved Mysteries was like a gateway for us into the sort of like true crime paranormal.
Yes.
You're laughing.
Well, do you know what? You probably know what episode I'm thinking of. Okay.
Have we told this on the air ever?
I think we have.
Okay. Brief reminder. I feel like maybe in our spooky stories episode last Halloween, we did this. But just a brief reminder, Emily and I watched a long time ago when we were actual children, an Unsolved Mysteries segment about a haunted bathroom at Toys R Us.
Yes.
And we would play pranks and tricks on each other for the rest of our lives.
Right. In stores.
In
the bathrooms of stores.
Yes. Trying to trick each other into believing that we were in haunted bathrooms. But so seriously, Unsolved Mysteries is sort of the fabric of our shared history together.
Right.
The fact that it's now, they are the same production company. It is the official Unsolved Mysteries podcast. It's from the original creators of the very iconic television series. So you get the music, you get the tone, you get the kind of stories. It is fantastic. It's so well done. The production is amazing. They have interviews with people. It really takes you into the moment. And I feel like they targeted me as a listener because the very first episode is paranormal. It's about a haunted cemetery.
Score.
Yes. And it's so spooky, Emily. It's so spooky. I was listening to it while I was tidying up the kitchen one night and I was like, I'm going to have to stop this and listen to it during the daylight. It was so scary.
Oh, I can't wait.
So far, they only have 4 episodes out, but I'm telling you guys, if you love Unsolved Mysteries, if you love the original show, if you love the Netflix reboot, you're going to love the Unsolved Mysteries podcast because they've managed to capture the essence of the TV show and put it into podcast format. It's fantastic. I love it so much. I've been waiting to tell you all about it.
Yay. I can't wait.
So those are our awesomes of the week. We didn't mean to, but we kind of did like a true crime double hitter in Awesome of the Week.
Yes, we did. Yeah, look at that.
Apparently we're feeling some kind of way these days for sure.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So those are awesomes of the week for us this week. As always, we want to hear what's awesome in your life. Doesn't even have to be true crime. In fact, it probably shouldn't be.
There is such a thing as too much true crime.
There is. Believe me, we are the experts in too much. Yes. We live in the land of too much. So yes, if you have not joined us in one of our communities on social media, we would love to have you. First of all, we are on Instagram. Our Instagram is exploding. We are having so much fun over there. Come and join our community there. We're at Sorta Awesome Show on Instagram. We've got all kinds of things, not just regular posts. We've got stories. We've got reels come in. We've got all the things on Instagram. And of course, you know, we have our Facebook group. It is the heart of our community, the Sort of Awesome Hangout. We definitely talk about Awesome of the Week every Friday and all kinds of other stuff in between. So if you have not come and found us there, please come find us at facebook.com/group/sortofawesomehangout. Emily and I have put together a really fun list for your spring 2021. Come back for that in just a few minutes.
This episode of Sorta Awesome is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Many of us know that prescription acne treatment really works, but it can be hard to get. You have to take time off of work to see a doctor, then you got to sit in line at the pharmacy for your medications until Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You get treated immediately, and your medications are delivered right to your home. You simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and your medical history. You just snap a few selfies, and then your dermatologist gets back to you with a customized treatment plan that is tailored just for you. The best part is that Apostrophe offers both topical and oral medications, so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. What I absolutely love about Apostrophe is it's so easy to talk to a real dermatologist about all of these issues, and it's so easy to make a plan to get the skin that you've been wanting for years. So you guys are going to get $15 off of your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/awesome and use our code AWESOME. This code is only available to you, our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/awesome and click begin visit. Then use the code AWESOME at sign up and you'll get $15 off of your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/awesome and use that code AWESOME to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring Sorta Awesome. All right, you guys know how much we love Bombas socks around here. That's because Bombas makes the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. They have literally rethought every little detail of the socks that we wear to make them way more comfortable. I hate wearing socks normally, but I love my Bombas socks. They hold up over time. In my family, we all wear Bombas socks. They go through wash after wash, and they are still so comfortable even after years of wearing them. But these socks do more than keep your feet cozy. They help give back to the most vulnerable members of our community because for every pair of socks you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. The generosity of Bombas customers has allowed them to donate over 40 million pairs of socks and counting through their nationwide network of over 3,000 giving partners. And the impact is more powerful than ever. To those experiencing homelessness, these socks represent the dignity of putting on clean clothes, a small comfort that's especially important right now. So give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off of your first purchase at bombas.com/awesome. That's bombas.com/awesome for 20% off of your first purchase. bombas.com/awesome.
Okay, Emily, spring 2021. It's going to be another one of those seasons, I think, where we're just like, we don't all know what's going on, or it's going to be a time of us navigating what does it look like as people are getting vaccinated, as people are kind of returning to work and school in some ways, and some people are still at home, staying safe as they can at home. So we really tried to put together a list of things that would be flexible, that you could adapt to no matter what your life looks like right now, that will still help you to have an awesome spring season. So Emily, why don't you kick us off with the first thing on your list?
The first thing on my list is a YouTube channel. And his name is Nick Lewis.
Okay.
Now, this guy actually owns his own company. His company creates like fixtures for homes. And so he has this YouTube channel and he is a home design expert.
Okay.
He has all kinds of videos for interior design, interior decor. He has Q&As with designers. He talks about trends for 2021. He talks about all different kinds of design styles, and it is just so informative. He makes it to where, you know, his recommendations are affordable, and it's just such a great channel. His name's Nick Lewis, and He's just got a lot of resources and love it.
That's so timely because, of course, most of us, when we get into spring, we want to do a little spring cleaning. We want to do a little freshening up.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes that can mean actual deep cleaning. And Lord knows we need to do some of that around here. But then sometimes even beyond like scrubbing things clean, you want to kind of like metaphorically open the windows and let some fresh air in and, you know, change things around, maybe paint a room, change out the furniture in a room or something like that, just to kind of bring a little freshness to your home. So this sounds like a perfect resource.
Yes, I love it.
Tell me what his name is again.
His name is Nick Lewis.
Okay, awesome. I love it. Well, I'll go ahead and do one of the ones from my list that first,
okay,
that has to do with things that you can watch. I have a couple of recommendations for movies for spring 2021.
Okay.
So one that has already come out by the time you all are listening to it is a new Disney movie, a new Disney animation called Raya and the Last Dragon. Have you seen any previews for this or anything?
No, I haven't.
You may not be as tuned into Disney offerings as we are around here.
right. Yes.
But the whole premise of Raya and the Last Dragon is it takes place a long time ago in the world of Kumandra, where humans and dragons live together in harmony. And then some bad guy monsters come along. They sort of threaten the land. The dragons sacrifice themselves to save basically all of humankind. So then 500 years later, the monsters are back and it's up to Raya, who is our heroine of the story, our hero, to track down the last dragon to help get rid of these monsters once and for all. So it's a hero's quest. We've got a girl for our main action person here. It's got a lot of Eastern influence woven into it. It's got an incredible voice actor cast. So like I said, as you guys are listening, that is already available on Disney Plus. Looks really awesome to check out. I cannot wait to watch this with my kiddos. So that
sounds really cute.
Yes, Raya and the Last Dragon. And then, of course, as you know, Emily, in our house, this spring is about one thing and one thing only.
Oh, yes.
It is finally the release. It's happening. Godzilla versus Kong. Oh, my gosh. If you do listen to Awesome Today, or if you know our family personally, you know that our 8-year-old twins are obsessed.
They are absolutely obsessed.
Obsessed with Godzilla and Kong and that whole movie monster universe. So Godzilla versus Kong was supposed to come out in 2020. It was supposed to come out in November 2020.
Yes.
Then all of, you know, COVID happened, theaters closed down, all of the things. And so they bumped it up to 2021. It is finally coming out on March 31st. Believe me, we have that date circled on the calendar in our house. It is going to be released both in theaters and on HBO Max. So our family will be gathered around with popcorn watching it at home, but it will also, if you have theaters that are open near you, it will also be in theaters. So that's a huge one. It's a big budget movie. It stars Millie Bobby Brown.
Okay.
Who was 11 in Stranger Things and a whole other cast of people. So that one is a huge one too. And speaking of much anticipated movies, another one I did want to mention that comes out in May, on May 7th, is Black Widow, which is a new release in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We finally get to hear Black Widow's origin story. She came into the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Iron Man 2. She's played by Scarlett Johansson. And so this is another movie that just kept getting the release date bumped and bumped and bumped because of COVID. It's finally coming out on May the 7th. So those are three movies that you can kind of look forward to. Some, you know, kids stuff, some family stuff. It's going to be a good season for some movie releases, I think. Finally.
Yes, definitely.
All right. What else you got?
Okay. So my next item on the list is these really cute. This is from Paper Source, and they are called plantable flowers.
Okay. You always have such good stationery paper pen things going on.
Yes, I do. Now, these plantable flowers, okay, so they look like paper flowers. Like, they look like almost like really big like confetti flowers.
Okay.
But what it is it's handmade paper flowers that are embedded with wildflower seeds.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
You plant them so you can give them to someone and you plant them. I just think this is like the cutest activity for like Easter Sunday or something.
Yes.
It's just so adorable. And then you plant them and then you get wildflower annuals and perennials.
Oh my gosh. That is so fun and so clever.
Yes. I really want to just order these for myself, even though I live in an apartment. Like, who cares? They're wildflowers. So
yeah,
I just think they're so cute.
Yeah. Where do you get them?
Right. They're at papersource.com.
Okay.
And they're less than $10.
Oh my gosh. So fun. I'm loving that idea. And it sounds like even for people who are maybe not so great with all of the flowers and plants and keeping everything alive, it sounds like this is like a really low maintenance, hassle-free way to do something fun like that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, so great. Okay, let's see. What should I do next? Let me think about this for a second. I think next that I want to do you were just talking about flowers. Flowers are something that smell good.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you next that I have some perfume recommendations for you for spring.
Okay. Okay.
You guys know if you've been tracking with our seasonal top 10 lists that I am super into independent or indie perfume houses. I have been for, I guess, over a year now.
Yeah.
And so I have some more indie perfumes to suggest for you for spring 2021.
Okay.
I have a couple because the thing about indie perfume houses is they make everything in a small batches. Like they're really, truly handcrafted. And so sometimes scents sell out depending on what the demand is for them. And the perfume house once that scent is gone, it's gone. So I wanted to put together a few to give you guys some options.
Okay.
So the very first one is one of my very favorite perfumes from Posy Perfume. The scent is called Aphrodite. And the notes for this one are gardenia, jasmine, sparkling champagne, pink peppercorn, greenery, and velvet musk.
Wow.
Does that not sound just absolutely amazing for spring?
Yes, it does. I love all of those combinations.
I actually picked this one up last fall. And at first when I got it, I was a little disappointed because I was like, this is totally not a fall scent. So it has just been sitting in my stash. But now Aphrodite's time has come. It is perfect for spring. So that's one I wanted to suggest. We also, there's so many of us that in the Sort of Awesome Hangout group that love to talk about perfumes and candles and other scents, that we have a spinoff group called Smelling Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I asked in there for some spring perfume suggestions, and I wanted to share a couple that people gave me. Awesome Jessie Lee is in that group, and she suggested one from Firebird Bath & Beauty called Grapefruit Soda. And the notes on that are a fizzy sweetheart blend of red grapefruit, peach nectar, and soda bubbles. And doesn't that sound so good?
That sounds right up my alley because, you know, I'm not a big floral scent person,
right?
But that sounds perfect.
Yes. So she said it's like the perfect fruity thing. She said, you know, a lot of people obviously would like it, but she said, especially if you have a teen or tween in your life, that this could be a really great one for them too. So again, that's from Firebird. Awesome. Sarah, also in the group, suggested another Firebird scent that she thinks is perfect for spring, and it's called Lagoon. This is a more aquatic one with a lot of green, like watery notes to it. So notes are sea moss, twisting vines, salt water, and driftwood.
Okay.
Kind of evoking the idea of warmed water, you know, water warmed by the sun, lush greenery. So Sarah thought that would be a great one. So I'm going to put the links for Aphrodite, Grapefruit Soda, and Lagoon in the show notes so you guys can go check them out. And while you're there, look around because these perfume houses have so many incredible scents. I'm in love with them. So yeah,
great.
I think that'll be a good one.
Yay.
Okay, what's next on your list?
All right. So you know how we are in this era of everybody loving indoor plants?
Oh my goodness, yes. Mm-hmm.
I, just in my bedroom alone, have 5 plants.
I did not look at you, plant mom.
I know.
You have been collecting them and I did not even know.
I have been collecting them. When I moved here last late summer, early fall, I decided that I was going to be an indoor plant person. And
you're making it happen.
I am stocking up. So there are these super cute, like mini macrame plants.
Oh, yes.
And they're on Amazon.
Okay.
There are two. You get two of them for $14.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tiny. Like you can hang them in your rearview mirror tiny.
Oh my gosh. That's so cute. Now, are these real or?
No, they are fake.
Okay. Yes. Well, there we go. That's a perfect match for me then.
Yes. And they're in little terracotta pots and then they hang the macrame and it's so stinking cute. You can hang this in a window. Like I said, you could hang it in your car, but they are just absolutely adorable. And they're so springy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that idea of, you know, it's so true that we have been in this trend to bring plants and bring greenery into the house for a while now. But who would have thought of putting one, let's like hang it from the rearview mirror, take it into your car.
Yes.
That is so fun. And also, it does seem like since they are fake, if you do have corners of your house where you'd like to have a little greenery, but you just don't get the sunlight, you just, you know, whatever, it's not working. Well, sounds like these would be perfect to pop into those places and you get a little dash of greenery and you don't have to worry about them dying on you.
Absolutely. There you go.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the trends this year for spring. First of all, I'm just going to briefly mention I was reading a lot of different articles like on fashion for spring 2021. One of the things that stood out to me was that there's a lot of big, bold prints happening this spring that you're going to see in stores. So be on the lookout for that. Lots of bold prints that even kind of give you that psychedelic 60s feel is kind of some of the stuff that I saw. So that's something to be aware of. But speaking of that, the thing that I actually wanted to talk about was eyewear trends for 2021.
Okay.
So you wear glasses, but you actually are a contacts person. So I don't know that anybody really sees your glasses that much.
No one does actually.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have lost my reading glasses. And let me tell you what, sister, the old eyesight, she ain't
getting
what she
bad.
Used to be. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Can I just tell you that I sometimes have to turn my flashlight on when I'm helping a student draw? I'm not kidding. I have to turn my flashlight on my phone because I can't see that well.
Oh my gosh, that makes me feel so much better. I have to use the magnifying glass feature on my phone to read like children's ibuprofen bottles to see what the dosing is.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like I'm way too old for this. But speaking of like the psychedelic big bold prints that are coming in right now, I have to mention that one of the biggest trends has been and continues to be in 2021 in eyewear is the retro round frames.
Yes, I've seen them.
Yes. So think like John Lennon style round glasses. They've got that nostalgia throwback feeling to 60s and but kind of, you know, it's a little bit, it's like a modern twist on it, a modern spin on those retro glasses. And so you're going to see this not only in your like regular glasses that you would wear day to day, but also definitely in sunglasses. So lots of us are going to be shopping for new sunglasses as we go from spring into summer. And so look for that trend definitely in your sunglasses. Interestingly, also along with the circles, the super round retro look, rectangles are super in 2021. Have you seen these?
Yes, the big rectangles too.
Big rectangles, brightly colored, acetate frames, like big bold looks, basically is what the vibe I'm getting from 2021. Maybe because we've all been cooped up and we're just like ready to live out loud a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like an updated version of like the Paris Hilton era of sunglasses.
Yeah, I think you're
right. You know what I mean?
Yes, especially because a lot of trends from the early 2000s are coming back in. But again, it is that kind of give it an update, give it a 2021 spin. And so, So those were a couple. I'll put some links to some examples in the show notes if you guys want to go and check those out. So we're going to take a little quick break. We've talked about some of our favorite things to look forward to for spring 2021. We have even more on our list when we come right back.
Hey friends, just last week, waiting for me on my front step was some happy mail from Billy. It was our refill blades for myself, for my daughters, of our very favorite razor, and it has become a favorite razor for so many of our awesomes. Everybody has been talking about how much they are absolutely loving their razors from Billy. And so if you haven't already, it's time for you to meet Billy, the best razor out there for the days when you want an extra smooth shave and you don't want to hassle with going to the drugstore, you don't want to pay that pink tax, and you don't want to break the bank. You can go to mybilly.com to get their starter kit for just $9. It is so affordable, and it includes their award-winning razor, two refill blades, and their cult favorite magnetic holder. I've been shaving my legs for a long time. I have never used a razor that I actually genuinely love the way I love my Billy razor. And like I said, my daughters use it too. I absolutely trust that it is the best razor out there for all of their teen girl shaving needs. So go to mybilly.com to meet the razor that made everyone start talking about razors. And to express a little extra love for Sorta Awesome, go to mybilly.com/awesome. It's a small way that you can support us while getting the best razor that you will ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit plus free shipping always. Go to mybilly.com/awesome. That's spelled mybilly.com/awesome. You guys, this week, Third Love is back, and I am so excited to tell you some brand new awesome information about our friends at Third Love. Now, you've heard us talking about their Fit Finder quiz. Well, Third Love just launched the Fitting Room. It is a new and improved version of the quiz that we all know and love. It's kind of like having a personal shopper for your boobs. The quiz focuses on size, breast shape, current fit issues, and your personal style to deliver bras and underwear that are perfect for you all through the Fitting Room experience. And something else they have just launched that's brand new is Lounge by Third Love. You already know that Third Love makes the most comfortable bras out there. Now they have their Lounge line. It's designed in luxe, easy to wear, mix and match styles. It's going to be your unofficial uniform for anything you feel like doing, from the couch to weekend outings. It's loungewear that's made to wear everywhere, perfect for working from home, for lounging around, or even going out and running some errands. It's all in premium cotton fabrics that are available in drapey, easy fit knits, 100% cotton French terry, and woven styles. And you're going to find Lounge in sizes extra small to 3X, all in the quality and fit that you expect from Third Love. Third Love knows that your one true fit is out there. So right now they're offering you awesomes 20% off of your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/awesome right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/awesome for 20% off today.
Okay, Emily, I can't wait to hear what else you have on your list.
All right. So this next thing is, you know, I was talking about home decor, interior design, stuff like that earlier.
Yes.
And I'm sure you remember Laura Tremaine had someone on for the holidays. I want to say it was, I think it was like a famous blogger or something. I cannot remember the name, but she had a person on who was talking about how, like, you don't have to go all decked out, you know, for the holidays. There are simple things that you can do for each season and holidays and stuff like that. And I think this next thing is absolutely perfect.
Okay.
So it is by the Rifle Paper Company. It is the most beautiful spring tea towel.
Okay.
It's got this beautiful, like, coral, peachy coral color with some greens and some lavenders and periwinkles and some even darker colors. It is absolutely gorgeous. They actually come in three different designs. I mean, they're just like, one has a little bird on some tree limbs. They are just like, they just say spring to me.
Yes. I love Rifle Paper Company. I think that their aesthetic is so, so, so pretty.
Yeah.
But I love this idea again, like we were talking about. Spring is such a great time to just, like, freshen things up.
Right.
Bring something new in. A tea towel is the perfect way to do that. It's not that expensive.
Right.
But it gives you, like, a little something that's just kind of fun when you look at it.
Yeah.
I would have to keep my children from actually using it.
Right.
Don't touch mama's tea towels, children. You will get in big trouble.
Yes. But yeah, it's just like one of those little things that you can just use to, or, you know, purchase to spruce up your home.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. We will for sure have a link in the show notes so that you guys can go and check those out, because I'm looking at them right now. I just looked them up really quickly. Oh my gosh, they are so darling. What a great find.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like all of mine are like, I'm actually giving you a lot of suggestions packed into each one. I can't help myself. We found so much good stuff.
We really did.
We were researching for this show, and I'm sorry if it's overwhelming, but that's why we have show notes.
Yes.
That are filled with all of our suggestions. So I want to talk to you about some upcoming book releases that you can go and check out. Actually, the first one is already out. It was slated to come out last year, but again, all kinds of COVID delays happening on that. But I wanted to be sure to mention this first one because it is already out. You can go and buy it right now. It is called Strong, Brave, and Beautiful: Stories of Hope for Moms in the Weeds. And the main reason I want to mention this is because it is edited by a woman who is an awesome. Her name is Emily.
Hi.
Emily Sue Allen. And so she has gathered a team of women who write these essays about just like the real stuff of motherhood. And there are some in there that are really funny. There are some that are very poignant, very touching, but they're all super real. So it's a collection of essays. Emily is one of the writers and sort of edited these to bring this collection together. I did get to read it. I've read it when it was in its sort of pre-publishing phase so that I could write an endorsement for it, which I happily did. And I just have to say, this is really great. Again, it kind of got the release date kind of got jostled around. So anyway, I would love to see our awesomes show up to support this book. It's really powerful. Strong, Brave, and Beautiful is the first one I want to mention.
Okay.
Another one of our awesomes has a really big book coming out that people have been looking forward to a long time. Awesome Oshita Moore.
I knew you were going to say her name.
Yes. It's time. It's happening.
Yes.
Oshita's newest book is coming out in May. It's finally here. Dear White Peacemakers, Dismantling Racism with Grit and Grace is coming out in May, May 18th. So you can go and pre-order it right now. But Oshita is a much loved member of our community, has been from the beginning. And so she is writing this book. The description just says it so powerfully. Dear White Peacemakers is a breakup letter to division, a love letter to God's beloved community, and an eviction notice to the violent powers that have sustained racism for centuries. Oshita's been working on this book, listening to people, sharing her heart with people for so long. I cannot wait to get to actually read it.
Yes.
I can't believe it's finally going to be out. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Also, Jen Hatmaker wrote the foreword for it. So there's just so much to look forward to for this book. So excited for it. All right. The next one I want to talk about, the third one, three books to look forward to. This is the third one, also written by an awesome. You may be noticing a theme.
Yes.
So if you've been listening recently, if you're all caught up on sort of awesome episodes, you know that we have a new member of our team as a regular, Katie Proctor, who comes to talk to us about books and reading. Well, Katie is also an author. And so her newest book is coming out in June. So she has already written a middle grade book called My Storied Year, and that came out in 2020. Her newest book is called Hand in Hand. It comes out in June. The story is the summer of 1945. 11-year-old Lily Wagner's daddy takes the whites only sign off the front door of the family grocery store in a quiet little town in South Carolina. Lily's world is turned upside down. And so it's about a story that she, as Lily, the protagonist, again, this is another middle grade book. Katie's a fantastic middle grade author. It's Lily's story of what happens in her life and a friendship she develops after all of that. So some really great things coming from our awesomes, already out and coming from our awesomes. So much to look forward to. We have so many smart,
talented
women in our community doing all kinds of incredible things. And I was so excited to get to share some of these books that are coming out to just, you know, bring a little more awesome into your life this spring.
Yes, love it.
So, all right. Oh my goodness. Are we to the last ones already?
Yes, I think we are.
Okay. What do you have for the last one on your list?
Well, so two things you know about me. I am on Retin-A, Tretinoin. Have been for a while. I'm doing it long-term for wrinkles and acne.
Okay.
And another thing is that I'm going on vacation in a couple days.
Yes.
So when I'm on vacation, I will be covered head to toe in sunscreen.
Yes, because when you're on Retin-A or any product like that, that helps you with acne and, you know, other skincare things, like you have to be so serious about sunscreen, yeah, right?
You do. Absolutely. Like if you're on Tretinoin, Retin-A, and you go out in the sun for an extent, oh, you should wear daily SPF anyways. But sure, if you're out in the sun for extended periods of time, you could end up with a very, very serious sunburn.
Okay.
So when I get back from vacation, I am going to make it look like I got some sun with a little bronzer I like.
Okay.
This is the Too Faced Chocolate Soleil Matte Bronzer.
Okay.
And it is in the finish milk chocolate.
Mm.
It is $32, which for a bronzer really is not that bad at all. There were some others that I was looking at and the price point was just way too much.
Okay.
This one, I have not tried it, but man, I want to get it. My friend has tried it and loves it. And, you know, this particular milk chocolate shade is the kind that will give you just that tiny bit of sun-kissed glow. As we are leaving the winter season and getting into spring, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm so pale that I am almost transparent.
Yes, because I mean, winter skin, obviously, but also just like not even going out for maybe our usual activities during the winter anyway. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So this is just the perfect product, the perfect shade to just give you just a little bit of color.
Okay. Loving that. Tell me, like, how long does it last? Is it like a little goes a long way kind of thing? Because again, $32, I don't really wear bronzer that much. So then I'm like, right, do I really want to spend $32?
Right. It is. Yes. In the description, it is described as long wearing. And I will say that, you know, for $32, you might be a little iffy on it, but I'll tell you this, it will last you so long. It will last you until the end of the fall season. So, Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know, as you wear it over time and it takes you through the whole summer.
Right.
And definitely, yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And I have found too that a lot of times it is worth it to go ahead and buy the sort of more department store brand because I've been burned by some drugstore brands on things.
Right.
Where either it's just like the payoff isn't worth it. It's faded by the end of the day or, you know, it doesn't go on as well. So sometimes, you know, going ahead and making that splurge at the start, it pays off as the months go by.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, speaking of skin that has not seen the light of day in a while.
Yes.
The last one on my list is for skin that hasn't seen a razor in a while.
Okay.
Wherever that might be for you. Okay. So I did some digging and I found a really great product for razor bumps. So again, lots of us, you know, it's been winter. We've been cooped up in our houses. Maybe we haven't been up on all of our shaving routines for a while. So this particular product is called Tend Skin. T-E-N-D, Tend Skin.
Okay.
It is specifically for ingrown hairs, razor bumps, and then also just skin irritations from shaving or waxing. It's like, it's a little under, I'd say it's under $15 on Amazon. You know, Amazon can kind of fluctuate on price, but I'm going to go ahead and say under $15, at least on Amazon. I'm sure you can find it in different drugstores, maybe even at places like Target or wherever, but it's truly, it specializes in ingrown hairs, particularly in the bikini area.
Okay.
Again, a lot of us, as we go into spring and then on into summer, are going to, you know, be shaving. And if you have it for a while, or even if you consistently have problems with razor burn or with ingrown hairs, Tend Skin is, I've read through all the reviews. It looks like it's a great product. There are people that have gone to their dermatologist and gotten actual prescriptions for topical treatments that did not do anything. But they, you know, out of desperation, tried the Tend Skin and it totally eliminated the ingrown hairs, the razor burn issues they were having. It's not just for bikini areas. Men report that they can use it for razor burn on their face. So it really is a product that just wherever your skin is getting irritated from razors or from, you know, shaving, from waxing, this is going to kind of go in and do some healing and also prevent future issues with it. So I thought that was such a great find. And again, lots of us just, you know, maybe got a little lazy. It's very normal in the winter, get a little lazy with the shaving.
Absolutely.
So here you go. You can feel really confident going out with your freshly shaved skin. So
yes.
Yeah. All right. Oh my goodness. List went really quickly.
I know it did.
So much good stuff for you guys. We love to share our best recommendations with our awesomes. We love creating these seasonal lists for you every single season. So we are looking forward to seeing what spring 2021 will bring for us.
Yes.
So Emily, if people want to find you to talk about any of these recommendations or just to chit chat in general, maybe talk a little true crime, where can we find you all around the web?
So I'm on Instagram at Emily34331, and I'm also active in the Sorta Awesome Hangout group on Facebook.
Okay. Well, you guys know you can find me at Sorta Awesome Meg all around the places on all the social medias. And of course, you can look for Sorta Awesome basically everywhere on the internet, just by searching at Sorta Awesome Show, you'll find us there. As I said last week, we've fired up the TikTok. I mean, we are just all about keeping you awesomes informed and entertained with all kinds of good stuff right now. So Emily, thank you so much. I know you're super busy right now. Thank you for taking the time to dig in and do the research for the awesomes and come and sit down with me for this chat.
Sure.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next time.